Masechet Betzah, Perek Bet Mishnah Zayin. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about three leniencies of Rabban Gamliel that the Hachamim argued with. Mishnah says, Afu Amar Shelosha Devarim Lehakel. In addition, Rabban Gamliel also had three areas where he was lenient in regard to Yom Tov. Number one, Mechabedin Ben Hamitot. He says that you're allowed to sweep food from in between the couches where people were reclining while they were eating. The general prohibition against sweeping is there's a nervousness la'ashvuye gumot, that people, when they are sweeping, they had dirt floors in those days, that there's going to be a hole there, and that when they're evening things out, they're going to fill up the hole, and therefore they're going to be violating boneh. When a person levels a floor, he violates building. So according to Rabban Gamliel, yeah, that's allowed when we're talking about a large area. But Ben Hamitot, when you're talking about right in between the two couches that people were lying down on because food got under, we're not nervous, and we're not haishinan for that we're going to build, that we're going to fill a hole in that small area. So therefore, he allowed it. That was number one. Number two, Umanichin et hamugmar biyom tov, he also allowed incense, which has a pleasant smell, to be put on burning coals on Yom Tov, even though this is a melacha of Havara, of burning something, since it's part of Simchat Yom Tov, enjoying the Yom Tov, Rabban Gamliel was lenient with it, and he allowed it on the holiday of Yom Tov. And number three, Ve'osin Gedim Mikulas Belele Pesachim, he also allowed somebody to roast a goat together with its insides on the night of Pesach, even though this is how Korban Pesach was roasted, he did it in order to commemorate the Korban Pesach. But on all of these three things, Hachamim Osrin, the rabbis prohibited these three actions. When it came to the first one, which was sweeping between the couches, they said, we are hoshesh, we are nervous that a person may fill a hole, and this is part of the gezerah. It's not allowed anywhere in the house, including these small areas between the beds. And number two, they prohibited placing the mugmar, the incense, on the coals on Yom Tov. They learn out from the pasuk that says, "Achashid ya'achel lechol nefesh hu levado ya'aseh lachem." Only that which is eaten by all people, that alone could be done for you. This is the heter, the allowance of ochel nefesh on Yom Tov, to cook on Yom Tov. But we learn out from the word lekol nefesh, for all people, that only types of actions that are done by ordinary people are considered to be a need of Yom Tov, but not things that are done by the mefunakim, the people who are very rich, or people who are very delicate, that they need all of these luxuries. Those types of actions are not allowed on Yom Tov from this Sorech Ochel Nefesh. That's not considered to be a Yom Tov need, so therefore the Hachamim were also Mahmir in this regard. And then number three, the roasting of a young goat, which Rabban Gamliel allowed to be done on Pesach night, even after the time of the Bet HaMikdash. He said, it looks like the Korban Pesach, so that's a good thing. We remember the Korban Pesach, the Hachamim were nervous the other way, that it looks like a person's eating the Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim, which is prohibited. So the Hachamim outlawed, and they said all of these three things that Rabban Gamliel allowed are really halachically not allowed. Masechet Betzah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Het. In the last Mishnah, we spoke out three different rulings of Rabban Gamliel, where he was lenient against the opinions of the Hachamim. Here we'll talk about three other leniencies of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that were argued with when it comes to the Hachamim. Mishnah says, Shelosha Advarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir Vachamim Osrim. There are three different things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed and the Hachamim said were prohibited. Number one, Parato Yotza'a Birtzu'a Sheben Kaneha. He allowed his cow would go out on Shabbat into the Reshut HaRabim, into the public domain, with a ribbon between its horns that was decorative in nature. On Shabbat, we have the command that our animals have to rest as well, and therefore they can't violate any of the 39 melachot, including hotza'ah, carrying in the Reshut HaRabim, or carrying from the Reshut HaYachid to the Reshut HaRabim, or vice versa. Included in this melacha would be the fact that they can't have anything on their body that is not clothing. So specifically here, when it comes to the ribbon between the horns, that would be lenoi. That would be in order to look a certain way. It would be done in a decorative way. So that would be carrying according to how we understand things. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argued on the Hachamim, and he said that no, wearing something decorative is also considered to be like an article of clothing, and therefore, according to him, this is not considered to be carrying. Number two, Karedin at the behema b'yom tov, also allowed a person to use a metal comb on Yom Tov in order to scratch the body of an animal in order to try and comb out and make sure that there were not no bugs in there and that everything was cleaned out. He allowed this even though the teeth of the comb would dig into the skin of the animal and they would cause it to bleed, which is a melacha of slaughtering the animal. He said that it was something that's davar she'eno mitkaven, it's something that was unintended, and therefore it is allowed. He held, like the lenient opinion, which is Rabbi Shimon, throughout Shas, we have machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, about a davar she'eno mitkaven, something that a person has no intention to do. Over here, he holds, like the lenient opinion, which is Rabbi Shimon, that it is permitted to do this type of action. Number three, v'shuhakina tapilpelin berehayim shelahem. He also said that you're allowed to grind peppercorns in these small grinders that are made specifically for grinding them, even though the melachah of grinding is prohibited on Yom Tov. In his opinion, grinding, even though it's allowed in other ways, is here on a small scale using a household item, is not included in this prohibition. Hachamim, though, as we saw earlier on in the Mishnayot, disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and in their opinion, you are only allowed to grind peppercorns or any type of spice with a mortar and a pestle, not with a regular grinder that was made for them. That would be uvadin dehol, that would be a weekday activity. So in all of these three areas, the Hachamim disagreed one more time. When it comes to the cow, they said the cow can't go into the public domain because the ribbon that's between its horns is considered to be not an article of clothing and therefore is carrying. When it comes to the comb, the metal comb that they could dig into the animal and it would cause it to bleed, he Hachamim would hold it's a problem because you're not allowed to possibly make the animal bleed. And then number three, the peppercorns, grinding them in a regular pepper grinder is prohibited because of a weekday activity. Now the Mishnah will elaborate on using that comb on the animal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, En mekaredin ta behema b'yom tov, mipene she'oseh habura. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to use this type of comb on an animal on Yom Tov because it might make it bleeding, it might make the animal bleed, which is prohibited. Aval mekartzefin, but you're allowed to use a wooden comb on it because using a wooden comb is not going to make that issue of causing the animal to bleed. V'achamim omerim en mekaredin aflo mekartzevin. Hachamim disagree also with that second case. They agree, of course, you're not allowed to use a metal comb. They agree to that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But when it comes to a wooden comb, they say that a wooden comb is not allowed either because of a gezerah. That if we allow a person to use a wooden comb, he'll eventually go use a metal comb, which is a problem. So just to package it all together a little bit, Hachamim and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that a metal comb is not allowed because it's a davar she'eno mitkaven, an unintended possible action, and therefore you can't do it. But when it comes to the wooden comb, Rabbi Yehuda is lenient. It's not going to cause bleeding, so therefore it's allowed. While Hachamim say, no, we have to make a gezerah because if we allow the wooden comb, people will end up using the metal comb.